感谢主，让我今天有机会站在这个讲台，和大家分享我信主的心理路程。
Thank the Lord that God has given me the opportunity to stand here to share my journey of faith.
今天我刚刚在唱诗歌的时候啊，我觉得有一段特别摸着我的心。
When we were singing earlier, there was a phrase that particularly touched my heart.
这个诗歌是338首，好像是。
It was hymn 338.
他说：“有事曾使我惊恐，今不再扰我安息。”
Loved with everlasting love, led by grace that loved to know.
靠在永久的膀臂，枕在爱的胸怀里。
Can we get the next line, please?
Oh, okay. That actually is, 靠在永久膀臂里，枕在爱的胸怀里。
Closed in everlasting arms, pillowed on the loving breast.
我是在大陆文化大革命结束以后，1977年第一批通过考试进入大学的幸运儿。
After the Cultural Revolution in China in 1976, I was one of the first students admitted to university through the reinstated college entrance exams.
毕业以后呢，我先是在母校这个留校当教师。然后两年半以后的1984年，我从上海来到西雅图，靠着这个全额的奖学金完成了法学院的学业。
After graduation, I stayed on as a lecturer at the university, and then a year and a half later, in 1984, I moved from Shanghai to the U.S., where I completed law school on a full scholarship.
然后这个1989年毕业以后呢，我如愿以偿地加入了西雅图一家很好的律师事务所。
In 1989, I joined a prestigious law firm in Seattle.
那我很快就买了新车，不到两年又买了房子，在追逐美国梦的路上，好像是春风得意，一帆风顺。
Within a short time, I bought a new car, in less than 2 years, a house. My American dream seemed well within reach, and I saw my success as a result of both my hard work and good luck.And I saw my success as a result of my hard work and good luck.
1989年我在一位信主的弟兄的引导下，我来到了我们的教会，当时是在我们旧的会所。
Around that time, I was introduced to our church by a client who was also a believer at our old building.
然后我被星期天的教会的信息感动过，我喜欢教会弟兄姊妹们的真诚谦卑和互相关怀的氛围。
I was touched by the messages at Sunday and enjoyed the sincerity, humility, and mutual care I found amongst the brothers and sisters in the congregation.
作为一个入行不久的小律师，在业务面临挑战、竞争激烈的这样一个情况下呢，我感到压力很大。
At that time, I was a young lawyer facing the pressures and intense competition of a demanding career.
最初的那几年，晚饭后又开车20分钟去办公室，忙到9、10点钟才回来，那是经常有的事情。
It was common that I had to drive back to the office 20 minutes after dinner and work until 9 or 10 at night.
当时我喜欢去教会，只是觉得教会的生活填补了我心中很需要但又缺乏的那种平安。
I enjoyed attending church because I found that it brought a sense of peace that I was lacking and seeking in my heart.
在1992年教会的一次福音特会上，我被一位弟兄从座位上拉起来，举手信了主。
In 1992, during a gospel meeting at church, a brother lifted me from my seat and I raised my hand to accept the Lord.
当时就是我们没有信主的这个福音朋友吧，就是都要求坐在前两排。然后呢，这次是特会，我第一天不动声色，到第二天呢才坐到第一排。
At that time, we asked all the newcomers who hadn't believed to sit in the first two rows, and I didn't respond the first night. So the second day of the conference, I was sitting in the first row.
虽然我也举手信了主，但是多年来在大陆所受到的那个无神论的灌输，不光是一个教育，是一种灌输。所以呢，我那个对，虽然当时也参加教会的圣经学习，但是我时常会从理性的角度去思考为什么要信神。
However, the many years of atheistic indoctrination I experienced in China was deeply ingrained, and I frequently questioned from a rational standpoint, why should one believe in God?
而且我还在想，我说信主和通过个人奋斗追求美好的生活和社会认可有矛盾吗？
Also, I wonder, in a world driven by fame, wealth, and material pleasures, would faith really provide the strength to resist these temptations?
所以在很长一段时间里，我只是一个不冷不热的，可以说是带引号的基督徒。
So for a long time, I remained a lukewarm Christian with quotation marks.
我对神的救恩的切身感受是开始于一场危及我生命危险的这样一个疾病。
My profound personal encounter with God's grace and salvation began with a life-threatening illness.
2006年下半年，我突发了剧烈的背痛，以致无法维持正常的生活和工作。
In the second half of 2006, I suddenly experienced excruciating back pain that disrupted my life and work.
在我姊妹的一再要求下，当时给我看病的疼痛科的医生才同意让我去神经科做血液检查。
At my wife's repeated urging, my pain management doctor at that time finally referred me to a neurologist for blood testing.
结果出来是晴天霹雳，我得的是多发性骨髓瘤，而且是晚期。
The results came as a thunderbolt. I was diagnosed with advanced multiple myeloma.
这个多发性骨髓瘤是一种血液病。
This is a type of blood cancer.
在那个肿瘤病中仅占1%。
And only affects about 1% of cancer patients.
而且据说在亚裔人口当中比例还要低。
And is even rarer amongst those of Asian descent.
就像是中了一个Powerball 的头彩。
So it's like I won the Powerball lottery.
这个我当时的它造成了我六根脊椎骨粉碎性骨折，人一下子就矮了4公分。
Six of my vertebrae had sustained compression fractures, leaving me 4 centimeters shorter.
我的肾脏几乎完全被损坏了。
And my kidneys were almost completely damaged.
当时医生说，他说打一针，如果你能上来的话，这个指标能上来的话，那你还有救，不然的话就很危险。
At that time, my doctor told me, after treatment, if my numbers went up, I would have some hope. Otherwise, it did not. The prognosis was poor.
可能生命也就几个月，不会超过半年。
He gave me months, no longer than half a year to live.
那个我姊妹说，她当时也完全不知道神经科是什么，然后也不明白，到现在还不明白，就为什么要求神经科去做，神经科医生给我做血液检查。
At that time, my wife really didn't know what a neurologist was and didn't know why she pushed so much for me to see a neurologist and get the testing.
那个时候我们都已经信主了。我姊妹说，冥冥中那一定就是神的恩典。如果没有及时的治疗，我真的是活不了多久。
We were believers by then, and so we concluded that it had to be God's grace. Without this timely diagnosis and treatment, I may not have lived very long.
在漫长的艰辛的治疗过程中，我切身感受到神的恩典是在人的苦难和软弱中得到彰显。
Throughout this long treatment process, I deeply experienced how God's grace is revealed in human suffering and frailty.
这个是我信程在信神的道路上开始有了一点转变。
This was experience was a new chapter and change in my faith journey.
经过半年的化疗以后呢，我接受了第一次干细胞移植。
After 6 months of chemotherapy, I underwent my first stem cell transplant.
这是通过那个患者自身的这个肝细胞，这个在化疗清除这个癌细胞以后，重新输入患者病人的体中身体中。
This procedure involved collecting my own stem cells, eliminating the cancer cells through chemotherapy, and then reintroducing the stem cells into my body.
这个手术以后，我在隔离病房住了2个星期。出院以后呢，我有1个多月被困在床上，大小便都无法下床。
I spent 2 weeks in an isolation ward after the transplant, and after discharge, I spent over a month bedridden. I was unable to even get up out of the bed to use the restroom.
教会的弟兄姊妹经常来探望我，为我祷告，鼓励我多学习圣经，我心里很感动。
Church members frequently visited me, prayed for me, and encouraged me to read the Bible, which was touching to me.
我看到那个藏信弟兄坐在下面，那个时候我记得很清楚，那个时候他和美英姊妹来探望我，给我了一本那个就是 Billy Graham 的《这 Hope Every Day》。
Brother Zane, 对。Who I see with his wife, they visited me and they gave me a copy of Billy Graham's Hope Every Day.
那个在一次半醒半睡的这个当中，我发现自己在一个很狭长的伸手不见五指的隧道里爬行。
Once in a half awake state, I found myself crawling through a dark, narrow tunnel where I couldn't even see my hand in front of me.
在绝望中，我突然看到前面有一点点亮光。
In my despair, I suddenly saw a faint light ahead.
这个亮光越变越大。这样的话，我当时顿时就不再害怕，看到了走出这个黑暗的希望。
Which gradually grew brighter and brighter. I was no longer afraid, and I saw hope emerging from the darkness.
这是一次真实的，我从来没有过的，的一生都难忘的经历。
This is a real, unforgettable experience I had never experienced prior.
我在最黑暗的时候看到了光明。苦难中，神是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
In my darkest moment, I saw light. God became the lamp for my feet and a light for my path.
这个是基督徒所熟悉的诗篇中的金句。这次经历让我对信神开始有了一个从理性到感性的飞跃，我知道神的同在是真实的。
This is a promise that Christians know from the Book of Psalms, and this experience shifted my faith from a rational, objective understanding to a heartfelt, subjective conviction.
从2006年这个到今天2024年，18年当中，我先后经历了过4次重要的治疗。
From 2006 to today, it's been 18 years, and I have gone through 4 major rounds of chemotherapy.
每一次的疗程都很艰辛，不说各种副作用吧，以及免疫力低下所造成的这个感染，非常容易被感染。光是那个骨髓穿刺，就先后做了10多次。
Each round of treatment involved grueling procedures and a high risk for infection. I had...just from bone marrow biopsies, over a dozen.
这个人的尽头就是神救恩的开始。马可福音第10章27节说，耶稣看着他们说，在人是不能，在神却不然，因为神凡事都能。
However, when we reach the end of our own strength, God's redemptive work begins. In Mark 10:27, Jesus says, with man this is impossible, but with God,all things are possible.
这段经文我曾经多次读过，但是并没有引起我特别的关注或者的感觉。然后这个时候呢，当我就觉得这个神的话就成了又真又实的应许。
I had read this passage many times before without particular notice, but now it became a living, true promise.
在我最黑暗、最无助的时候，神都在我身边，他用大爱的手托住我。
At my most helpless, God was with me, and He used His hand of great love to uphold me.
因为这个癌细胞的复发，2018年初，我接受了第二次的干细胞移植。这次治疗给了我5年的时间。
When my cancer relapsed, I underwent a second stem cell transplant in 2018, which gave me 5 more years.
然后当时我就说，我以后真的再也，我宁可就这样走掉，我都不要再做干细胞移植了，因为实在是太痛苦了。
It was such a difficult treatment that I said that was my last treatment. I don't care if I would to die. I didn't want any more treatment.
然后2023年，就去年的上半年，我又进行了第三次治疗。
However, last year, 2023, I went through a third round of treatment.
这个那个是一种免疫治疗，但是呢，半年以后就无效了。
This is a new immunotherapy treatment, but it began to become not effective after just half a year.
当时我可用的治疗的手段，有效期最多也只是半年到九个月，这个医生告诉我的。
At that time, my doctor told me there was another treatment I could do, but the expected effectiveness was just another 6 to 9 months.
当时医生就问我是否愿意参加一个未经那个美国药物管理局批准的临床试验的治疗。
The doctor asked me at that time if I wanted to join a clinical trial that had not yet been approved by the FDA.
幸运的是呢，当时我所在的瑞典医院他只有这样一个名额，一个唯一的名额是给那个多发性骨髓瘤病人的。
At that time, I had this opportunity at Swedish for multiple myeloma patients.
那个这个大家都知道，很多人会把那个接受临床试验的这个病人是实验室中的白老鼠，不但这个效果是未知数。而且在治疗过程中有可能随时有可能出现意想不到的危险。
People often refer to clinical trial participants as lab rats, and not only is the treatment risky, but there's many potential side effects.
诗篇23章第四节这个时候反复在我的耳边响起。
Psalm 23 at that time, resonated in my mind.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
我心里仿佛听到一个声音，孩子，放下你的重担，把一切交在我的手中。
I felt as though I heard a voice in my heart saying, Child, lay down your burdens and place everything in my hands.
于是我坦然地并且积极配合医生进行临床试验的治疗。半年以后呢，治疗奇妙地生效了。骨髓穿刺和断层影像扫描已经观察不到我的这个癌细胞了。
And so I underwent the therapy.Miraculously, the trial worked. After 6 months, no cancer cells were detected in my bone marrow biopsies or scans.
我的整个医疗团队都非常兴奋，医院的牧师还专门为我感恩祷告。
My entire medical staff was thrilled, and a hospital chaplain even prayed a prayer of thanksgiving on my behalf.
临床试验治疗在短时间内取得了这样好的效果。这并不是偶然的幸运，而是 yeah, go ahead.
The remarkable outcome of this clinical trial was not a stroke of luck.
而是因为我在人事不能的尽头，也就是在我走投无路的时候，我把自己完全交给了主。
But rather, at the end of my rope, I gave my life entirely to the Lord.
神奇妙的恩典在我身上工作并彰显。
And the work of God's grace was done in my life.
医生决定从九月份开始，我不需要继续治疗，而且改为两个月一次的跟踪检查。
In September, my doctors decided I no longer needed continuous treatment and instead just wanted to see me for follow-up every 2 months.
在同病魔征战的这个漫长过程中，主一直伴随我经历苦难，走出苦难。
Throughout this long battle with illness, God has been with me through my suffering.
哥林多后书12章第9节， 他对我说，我的恩典是够你用的，因为我的能力在人的软弱中得到彰显，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇你。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, Paul says, My grace is sufficient for you, my power made perfect in weakness, and so therefore I will boast in my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me.
这个每次去验血和复查，我心里总是感到好紧张，担心又会有复发。
Each time I go for blood tests and follow-ups, I am filled with anxiety, fearing a recurrence.
今年临床试验进入后期的时候呢，有一天我起床突然跌倒在地上。
This year, near the end of my clinical trial, I woke up one day and fell to the ground.
呕吐、大小便失禁、白血球降到了威胁生命的最低点。
I vomited, lost control of my bladder and bowels. My white blood cell count had dropped to a life-threatening level.
我又一次被送进急诊，后来又进了加护病房。
I was rushed to the emergency room and then to the ICU.
那个教会的弟兄姊妹都在为我迫切祷告。
The brothers and sisters prayed fervently for me.
我们的神在天上，如同在地上，是听弟兄姊妹祷告的。神的恩典是够用的，他让我又一次渡过难关，得到了治疗。
And our God who listens to prayers showered me with grace, allowing me to recover once again.
多发性骨髓瘤目前仍然是一种可治疗但是无法治愈的血液病。
Multiple myeloma is still considered treatable, but not curable.
这个病人或者医生他所期望的只是说病人这个不复发的时候啊，这个时间能够长一点。
The goal of the patient and doctor is to have long-term remission.
我知道今后在治疗当中还会遇到各种苦难，还会有许多不确定。
I know I will face many more challenges and uncertainty in future treatments.
但是只要信靠主，神就必然陪伴我。
But with faith in God, I know that God is with me.
神让我心里少了恐惧，多了平安。
I have no longer have fear, but have peace.
俗话说，人逢喜事精神爽，信主就是喜事，主里的平安喜乐是治病的良药。
It said, a joyful heart brings health to the body, and faith in the Lord is my joy.
我现在已经不去像开始的时候花很多时间去网上查询或者询问有关治疗白血病的不是白血病，是血液病这种病的相关资料，而是把心归向主。
I no longer spend time researching blood treatments on the internet, but instead have turned my heart completely to the Lord.
因为你知道这个都是很自然的事情，你患了一种很少见的这个病，你想知道用什么方法，现在有什么新的发展可以治疗你，这种心情是很自然的。
It's a natural response if you have a disease that's rare that you want to research and find out what the treatments are.
而且我也已经早不再从理性上去纠结为什么要信主。
But I no longer wrestle rationally with why one should believe in God.
而是坚定了一生跟随主的信心和决心。
But I've solidified my resolve to follow the Lord for life.
神不但在苦难这个绝症中陪伴我拯救我。
God not only accompanies me and saves me in my suffering,
更是要借着这个疾病在灵里洁净我、成全我，这是多么奇妙的恩典。
But even more, uses my illness to purify and perfect my spirit. What a grace!
我还真是，我今天看到那个棉心弟兄在下面，我一想起，我真的是要感谢教会有这么样好的一群的弟兄姊妹，信主的人是非常蒙福的。因为那个第一次这个进急诊诊断了以后啊，正好是这个西雅图罕见的一场大雪。
When I see people like Brother Alex, I am grateful because the first time I was hospitalized for this disease, there was a large snowstorm.
那个时候我们家住在那个 Mercer Island 的这个一个山坡的顶上，这个上去的路是 下雪天蛮陡的，有点危险，可以说。
At that time, I lived on the top of a hill in Mercer Island, and when there was snow on the ground, it would be a pretty treacherous road.
然后棉心弟兄带了一群 teenage 的这个弟兄吧，先来把我们这条路上山的路啊清扫干净。
Uncle Alex brought some teenagers, and they first shoveled the steep driveway.
这个就是教会弟兄姊妹大家互相关心，这个在神面前为你祷告。我觉得这样的例子是很多了，因为时间关系，待会儿这个玛丽弟兄还要这个传福音，那我就不一一列举了。
There's many examples of the love and the prayers of the saints. Since our brother Mali will share the gospel, I will let him share more.
对，我想说的是，信主是蒙福的，我要大声赞扬主的救赎和恩典，直到永远。
What I want to say is to believe in the Lord is to be blessed, and I will forever sing of His redemption and grace.
感谢主，我今天交流交通就到这里。
Thank you, Lord. I will end my sharing here today.
We truly thank the Lord.
我们实在是非常感动听见我们弟兄的见证。
We're so moved to hear the testimony of our brother.
我们的弟兄因着寻找内心的平安来到教会当中。
Our brother in desire in finding inner peace came to church.
并且是在他不情愿的情况下被弟兄拉起来信主。
And it wasn't even by his own will, but he was pulled up from his seat to receive the Lord.
是不是我们许多人都有同样的经历？
Do we all often have the same type of experience?
我们在许多信主的事情上都有过一些挣扎。
In our process of coming to know the Lord, we do have struggles.
但是我们没有想到那个决定是一个何等蒙福的决定。
But without realizing, we come to know that it is a blessed decision.
从那个时候开始起，我们的弟兄和我们每位弟兄姐妹们一样，我们走上了一条新的道路。
From that time on, just like our brother, for all of us who believe, we are now walking on this path of blessedness.
我们的主没有应许我们的生活不会有苦难。
The Lord never promised us that our life will no longer have any more struggle.
实际上我们的主说呢，他说你们在世上有苦难，但是在我里边有平安。
But truly he says that in this world you will have tribulation, but in me you will have peace.
但是他却应许我们，他要永远与我们同在。
He has promised us that he will forever be with us.
并且借着每一个经历，喜乐的、苦难的，他能够让我们看见人生更深的一个目的。
And so through every experience, whether it is joyful or whether it is full of suffering, we come to know the purpose of our existence.
所以我们看见从我们弟兄的身上看见，借着这些经历，他看见了一个更深更大的人生的目的。
And so our brother, through his life experience, has come to know a deeper experience and meaning of his life.
所以早晨我愿意借着弟兄的感觉和朋友们今天早晨一起来交通我们人在地上常问的几个问题。
And so through our brother sharing, I also want to continue on to ask some questions that are commonly asked.
我想我们人类啊，在地上常问的几个问题。
These are questions that humans often ask.
我们到底是从哪里来的？
Where have we come from?
我们要到哪里去？
And where are we going?
我们今天应该怎样在这个地上生活？
And how are we to live this life?
或者是说呢，我们人生的目的到底是什么？
Or in other words, what's the meaning of our life?
或者有人把它叫做呢，我们人生的意义到底在哪里？
Or some would ask, where is the meaning of our life?
这些都是人非常基本的问题。
These are very basic human questions.
并且不是新鲜的问题。
And these are not new questions.
这是人类最古老的问题。
This is a very age-old question.
可以说呢，自从有人类开始起，人就已经开始问这些问题。
We can say that these are questions from the very beginning of humanity.
但是我们知道一个非常遗憾的事实。
But sadly we know.
或者说是一个非常痛苦的现实，是人靠着自己的努力、智慧，在这些问题上没有答案。
But through a very tragic fact, we know that man in suffering does not have his own answer.
几千年来，人类一直在这些问题上寻寻觅觅。
In thousands of years of mankind's history, we are always searching for the meaning of our life.
但是在自己里边，靠着人的智慧，永远找不到答案。
But according to man's own knowledge, we cannot find the answer.
但是圣经却给我们清楚的答案。
However, the Bible gives us very clear answers.
圣经告诉我们，我们的生命是神所创造的。
The Bible tells us that our life was created by God.
在创世纪第一章二十六节里边，神说：“我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上一切所爬的昆虫。”
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says there, Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
我们这里边看见呢，神不仅创造了我们。
Here we see that God not only created man,
并且呢，他给人一个特别的生命。
He also gave man a very special life.
让这个生命可以在地上为他做事，为他管理。
And this life does things on behalf of God and governs on behalf of God.
并且神把他自己的生命的性情，就是说我们是照着他的样式，并不是外表的样式，乃是我们里边的生命的性情是照着他而创造。
And God has also created us according to the likeness of His life. Not that outwardly we look like Him, but we have the nature of His life.
这个生命的性情就是人里边还存在的那一点良善和良心。
And this likeness means that we have this goodness, this heart of goodness that is from Him.
我们知道人已经不是像原来神所创造，因着罪的关系。
We know that man no longer is like the original creation because of sin.
但是神还是把一些我们里边一点基本的良心放在我们里边。
But God has already given us a very basic conscience.
使圣灵仍然可以在我们里边可以工作。
That the Holy Spirit can continue to work in us.
他可以在我们里边做唤醒的工作。
That He can do the work of awakening.
并且神给我们人有一个特别的尊严。
And God has also given us another particular dignity.
这是和他所有其他创造都不一样。
That is different from all other creation.
我们也有责任，神说让我们管理他所创造的万物。
We have this responsibility that we are to govern over everything else that He has created.
更重要的是，神的创造，他有一个永恒的目的。
More importantly, in all of His creation, He has an eternal purpose.
他创造我们，是让我们在永恒里边能够永远与他同在。
He created us so that in eternity we can forever be with Him.
然而，我们知道人类的历史是悲哀的。
We do know that human history is tragic.
我们的祖先亚当和夏娃，他们在伊甸园里面犯罪。
Our forefathers Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, they sinned.
神当时在伊甸园里边给他们创造了许多的树。
God in the Garden of Eden had created many trees.
说这些树上的果子你们都可以随意吃，每天可以吃饱的。
He said to them that you may eat of the fruit of any tree and be satisfied.
但是园当中有两棵树。
However, in the middle of this garden, there are two trees.
一棵是生命树。
One is a tree of life.
一棵是分别知识善恶树。
The other is a tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神说，那时候分别知识善恶树的果子你们不可吃，因为你们吃的日子必定死。
God said, do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for the day that you eat of it, you will surely die.
这不是一个非常难守的命令。
This is not a difficult command.Command.
因为他们有许多的树上的果子可以随意吃。
Because there are many trees and many other fruits they can freely eat.
但是亚当和夏娃因着蛇魔鬼的引诱。
However, due to the temptation of the snake that is Satan.
他们选择了背叛神。
They chose to rebel against God.
这是一个主观的选择。
This was a critical choice.
这不是一个他们身体上的需要。
This was not a physical need that they had.
这个选择使他们里边产生了一个罪的性质，就是悖逆的性质。
This choice came out of the rebellion hearts that was created inside of them.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
Our God is a holy God.
他不能与罪在一起。
He cannot have anything to do with sin.
因此这个罪就在人和神之间产生了一个鸿沟。
Therefore, sin now causes man and God to have this huge gap.
但是因为神已经说了这个罪的工价就是死。
And God has already said, for the wages of sin is death.
所以死亡就因着罪带到了人间。
Therefore, death came in through sin.
并且神是公义的。
Now God is righteous.
他对罪必须审判。
He must judge sin.
那什么是罪呢？
Now what is sin?
我想我们今天可能是在我们中间还有第一次来到我们中间的朋友们。
Perhaps there are friends here who are here for the very first time.
我还记得我第一次听见福音的时候。
I remember the first time I heard the gospel.
说我是一个罪人。
When I heard that I am a sinner.
那个时候我的心里边真的是很不服气很不舒服。
I was very uncomfortable when I heard that.
因为我觉得我在地上还虽然不完全但还算一个不错的人吧。
Because I thought even though I'm not perfect, I'm still pretty good.
怎么突然间来到教会成了罪人了
?Now I come into church and I have become a sinner.
所以我们里边不服气的。
And so I felt very bad.
圣经告诉我们说罪是亏缺了神的荣耀。
But the Bible tells us that sin means that we fall short of the glory of God.
罗马书说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The book of Romans tells us that all have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God.
所以罪呢，乃是一个荣耀的亏损。
Therefore, sin is the result of falling from glory.
就是说，神原来所创造的是一个完美的。
That is to say, in God's original creation, everything was perfect.
是一个荣耀的。
It was glorious.
但是因着罪进入了。
But because sin has come in.
这个完美和荣耀遭到了破坏。
Now perfection and glory has been harmed.
它是一个状态。
It is a consequence.
因着人里边这个状态和性质就产生了许多罪行。
And now because of this characteristic and nature that is within us, now we have the deeds of sin.
亚当的生命都在我们的里边。
The life of Adam is in all of us.
所以我们里边都有那个罪的性质。
Therefore, we all have the nature of sin.
在环境合适的时候，这个罪的性质就会产生罪行。
When the circumstances are right, then our sinful nature will become sinful deeds.
当我们一开始听见罪的时候，我们里边有误解，是因为我们说，哎，我们没有犯法，我们没有杀人。
Oftentimes when we hear that we are sinners, we misunderstand. We're like, well, I didn't murder anyone. I'm not a criminal.
如果我们已经触犯了这个世界的法律。
However, if you are to be judged according to the law of this world,
那我们早已经真正的陷入了那个罪中，已经超过了神的那个罪的定义。
Actually, we have already far surpassed the laws of this world. We have already are unlawful in God's standards.
因为神对罪的定义比这个世界要高得多。
Because God's standard is much higher than the standards of this world.
我们心中的骄傲。
The pride of our heart.
我们的贪婪。
Our greed.
我们那些不洁净的思想。
Our dirty thoughts.
这些在神面前都是罪。
All of this before God is sin.
也许这些没有法律来审判我们。
Perhaps the law has not come to judge you on these.
但是这些已经把我们阻止在与神的交通之外。
However, this has all cast us out of the fellowship with God.
所以这个罪使我们远离神。
Therefore, sin causes us to be far from God.
罪使我们不能够完成神在地上是为我们创造的一个目的。
Now, because of sin, we cannot accomplish the reason for why we have been created by God.
所以我们都失落。
Therefore, we have been lost.
神所救赎的条件是让我们在他面前认罪悔改，我们就可以重新回到他的面前。
Now, God has already set this in place, that if we repent and return, then we can be saved.
我之前曾经听过这样一个故事。
In the past, I have heard this story.
讲到在古代的时候，俄罗斯就是那时候有沙皇，俄国有皇帝的时候。
In the old days, when in Russia they still had a king.
那个皇帝有一天呢，要去视察他的监狱。
The king one day wanted to go visit his prison.
所以他就到了这个监狱里边去了。
And so he went into the prison.
监狱长带领他一个监狱一个监狱的去视察。
The prison official brought him so that he visited one jail cell after another.
每到一个地方，那个里边的人，因为他们知道这个沙皇要来了。
And so, because the prisoners knew that the king was there,
所以他们都喊沙皇，我是无罪的。
And so, every single prisoner would yell out and say, "I am innocent, King. I am innocent."
说我犯了这件事情是因为有这样这样的原因。
I did this crime because of this and this reason.
当这个沙皇走过了这些所有的监狱，来到后边最后的一个监狱里边。
And after the king, he had passed through every single cell, he came to the last one.
那里边坐着一个人。
And there was a man inside.
他没有向沙皇喊任何的事情。
He did not say anything to the king.
他只是低着头坐在那边。
And he just sat there with his head bowed.
这个皇帝就很觉得很奇怪，说问这个人说，你不为自己伸冤吗？
And so the king thought this was very strange of this prisoner. Why are you not going to say anything on your own behalf?
他说我没有什么可伸冤。
And he said, I have nothing to say.
我的确是个罪人。
Because I am a sinner.
我今天在这个监狱里是因着我所犯的罪相称的。
And it is because I deserve to sit here because of my sin.
所以这个沙皇觉得很惊讶。
And so the king was very surprised.
他为着这个监狱长的命令说，马上把这个人放了。
And so he told the prison official to immediately release this man.
因为他是一个罪人。
Because he is a sinner.
这其他的这些人都是高尚的人。
Because everyone else, they're just liars.
Noble.
They're nobles.
不要让这个人在这里边污染了他们。
Do not allow this person to blemish the others.
所以呢，监狱长就只好把他放了。
And so the prison official had to let him go.
地上的君王可以用不义的方法来释放人。
An earthly king can set free a prisoner in an unrighteous way.
我们的神绝对不能用不义的方法来赦免我们。
Our God will never forgive us in an unrighteous
way. 他绝对不能以无罪的以有罪的为无罪的。
He will never call a sinner as one who is sinless.
对有罪的，他必须审判。
If there is sin, there must be judgment.
然而他是一位爱的神。
Because he is a God of love.
审判没有临到我，没有临到你。
Judgment now does not have to come to you and me.
神让审判临到他自己的儿子。
God allowed this judgment to come upon his own son.
主耶稣基督两千多年前。
Our Lord Jesus, more than 2,000 years ago,
他来到这个地上。
He came to this earth.
他是无罪的。
He is sinless.
在他里边不知道什么是罪。
In him, he does not know what sin is.
他在地上33年半的时间从来没有犯过罪。
In his 33 and a half years, he never sinned.
然而为着你，为着我。
And yet for you and for me,
他情愿走上十字架。
He walked up to the cross.
为我们担当了罪。
And he bore our sin.
也只有他一个人能够为人类来赎罪。
And only he himself could atone for man's sin.
因为我们，即便我们有那个心愿，我们也没有那个资格。
Even if we have the desire, we do not have the ability.
我们不能够为任何人来赎罪。
We cannot die on the behalf of another's sin.
我们本身就是个罪人。
Because we ourselves are sinners.
然而我们的主耶稣基督他是那无罪的。
Our Lord Jesus, he is a sinless one.
他在十字架上担当了全人类所有人的罪。
And so on the cross, he bore all the sin of all humankind.
所以神公义的审判临到了他。
Therefore, God's righteous judgment came upon him.
他满足了神公义的要求。
He satisfied God's righteous requirement.
他流出的血洗净了我们的罪。
His precious blood that was shed now cleanses us from all sin.
所以如今我们在神的眼中是被看作为义的。
Therefore, now in God's eyes, we can be seen as righteous.
我们必须要清楚知道我们是被看作为义的，我们不是义人。
Now we need to be very clear that we are seen as righteous. We are not the righteous ones.
是主耶稣基督的义遮盖了我们。
Now it is the righteousness of our Lord Jesus that covers us.
因此我们可以得到神的接纳。
Therefore we can be accepted.
因此我们可以成为回家的儿女。
Now we can be children who can come home.
所以我们需要回头转向他。
Therefore we need to turn back to him.
主耶稣基督在十字架上把神的爱完全的彰显出来。
Our Lord Jesus expressed God's perfect love on the cross.
这个爱是我们完全没有办法用我们的心思能够明白的。
This is a love that we can never fully understand.
也不是我们用言语能够述说的。
Nor can we express with our human words.
我开始信主的时候还觉得好像我能够明白这个爱。
When I first became a believer, I thought perhaps I can come to understand this love.
但是当年日过去的时候。
But as the years pass.
今天我越来越觉得我完全没有办法用我自己来明白神的爱。
More and more I feel I cannot comprehend God's love.
他的爱实在是太浩大。
His love is too great.
这位创造宇宙天地的神。
The creator of all the heaven and the earth.
圣洁的主。
The Holy One.
他愿意来到这个卑微的世界。
He has come now down to this very lowly earth.
为着我的罪受尽了羞辱和痛苦。
He suffered shame and suffering on my behalf.
死在十字架上。
He died on a cross.
这是何等大的爱。
This is such great love.
这个爱要征服我们每一个心。
And this love now can conquer our hearts.
这是恩典。
This is grace.
这个恩典是白白赐给我们。
This grace is now freely given to us.
但是我们的主耶稣基督却为着这个，他付上了极重无比的代价。
And yet our Lord Jesus, in order to give this to us, he has paid the ultimate price.
所以今天我们可以接受这个救恩，我们可以靠着简单的信心来接受这个救恩。
So today we can come and receive this salvation freely.
我们可以不需要做任何的事情。
We do not need to do anything.
或者更确切地说呢，我们不能做任何的事情。
Actually, honestly, you cannot do anything.
因为在救恩的事情上，神不让我们做任何的事情。
Because in this matter of salvation, God does not want us to do anything.
因为人任何的在人眼中所看见的义。
Because the righteousness in man's eyes,
在神的眼中看作不过是破烂的衣服一样。
In God's eyes, it's only filthy rags.
你我任何的善行，
any good deeds that you do,
任何的宗教，任何的好的行为，
any religious acts or good deeds that you try to do,
都没有办法满足神对圣洁、对公义的要求。
Cannot fulfill God's holy and righteous standard.
所以神把救恩作为恩典赐给你我。
Therefore, God has given us His salvation as free grace.
是恩典，是白白的恩典。
This is free grace.
就是我们能够靠着信心来接受。
And we accept through faith.
但是我们需要回头。
But we need to return, repent.
我们需要悔改。
We need to repent.
在马可福音第一章十五节告诉我们。
In Mark chapter 1, it tells us.
他说，天国近了。
The kingdom of God is at hand.
你们应当悔改，信福音。
Repent and believe in the gospel.
天国近了。
Because the kingdom of God is at hand.
我们应当悔改，信福音。
We need to repent and believe.
主耶稣基督已经为我们开了这条又新又活的路。
Our Lord Jesus has already opened up this new and living way for us.
我们没有路，我们靠着人的努力是没有路可走的。
According to man's own striving, there's no other way.
因此在约翰福音第十四章六节里边，主耶稣说：“我就是那个道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人可以到父那里去。”
In John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me."
圣经也告诉我们说，天下因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
The Bible also tells us because there is no other name in this under the heavens that for which we can be saved.
这不是基督徒的狭窄和武断。
It is not the narrow-mindedness of a Christian.
这乃是一个事实。
This is a fact.
因为在天下人间，的确是没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救的。
Because there is no other name in this world by which we can be saved.
我们只有走上这条路，我们才能够回到父的家中。
Only on this way can we go back to the Father.
也只有借着这条路，我们可以才能够认识在我们地上人生的目的。
Only in this way can we know the meaning of our human lives.
我们的小明弟兄借着这些苦难的经历，他更多的认识到人生在地上的生。
Our brother Sherman, through his life experience, now has come to know in a deeper way the meaning of his life.
我们知道，要知道你的目的，你必须要知道你人生在地上的意义。你必须首先知道那个目的。
If you want to know the meaning of your life, you need to know the purpose, the goal of your life.
主耶稣基督已经把那条路指示给我们了。
The Lord Jesus has already told us the way.
当我们走上那条路的时候，我们才能够知道、理解我们在地上生活，为什么要在地上生活。
Now, once you walk upon this way, then you will come to know and understand the meaning and the purpose of your life.
因为每一件事情它的被造都是有目的的。
Because there is a purpose and reason for why everything has been created.
如果这个事物、人或者事物，它完成了它受造的目的，它就实现了它的意义。
If a person or a thing that has been created now lives out the reason why it has been created, then its meaning has been fulfilled.
假如说我们前面这个麦克风
，Let's say for example this microphone that we're using.
是为了来扩大我们的音量。
It is in order to amplify our voice.
我们的弟兄们最近换了一个新的音响。
We have a new sound system in this meeting hall.
这个音响是它的设计是按照这个我们这个空间设计。
It was created for this space.
当这套系统放在这里的时候。
Now, when all of the system has been put in place.
它完成了，它实现了它的功用。
And now it properly functions.
就实现了它的目的。
Then it is the meaning for why it is here.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们朋友们
So dear friends and brothers and sisters,
我们是神所创造的
We have been created by God.
我们要知道我们今天在地上生存的目的
We need to know the reason and the meaning, purpose for why we are living.
我们要回到圣经里边看神为什么创造我们
We need to go back to the Bible to see why God created us.
神为什么给我们在地上这几十年的时间
Why has God given us these few decades of our lives?
这几十年的时间是短短的
These few decades are but short.
但是它是非常非常重要的。
But they are very, very important.
因为在这几十年当中
In these few decades,
神给我们机会重新做一次选择。
God has given us an opportunity to once again make a choice.
人是很不幸的。
Now, man is, unfortunate.
我们一出生的时候都走向一条路。
As soon as we are born, we walk this particular way.
那条路因着亚当的犯罪，我们都一直走向死亡。
Because of Adam's sin, we are all walking towards death.
然而神是圣，神是公义的，他也是公平的。
But because God is righteous and just,
他在我们人生的每，在我们每个人的生命当中
，in all of our human lives,
他给我们机会
，he gives us a chance，
重新做一次选择
，to once again make a choice。
这一次选择是关乎生和死的
，this choice has to do with life and death。
是关乎我们要离开那条死亡的路
，is has to do with whether or not you are leaving from the way of death。
要回到那条通向永生的路
，to now go towards the way of life。
这个就是悔改。
This is to repent.
当我们做这样的选择的时候
When you make such a choice,
我们就完成了人神在人创造人在地上生存的目的
You can now fulfill the reason for why you were created.
我们就找到了我们在地上为什么而活
You will find the meaning for why you live.
并且我们也知道圣经告诉我们怎样在地上而活
And the Bible will also tell us and teach us how we are to live.
我们就更多的能够明白神的心意。
And now we can come to understand God's heart.
我们就能够在地上能够与神同行。
And now we can walk with God here on earth.
在这些年当中神就给我们经历。
And now in these few years we can come to experience.
这些经历帮助我们建造信心。
These experiences build our faith.
能够存留到永远。
And this will last for eternity.
但是如果我们在这几十年当中没有抓住这个机会
However, in our few decades, if we do not grab a hold of the opportunity,
我们就浪费了我们的生命
We will waste our lives.
我们就永远在地上寻寻觅觅
You will forever try to find the meaning of your life.
但是却永远也找不到
And you will never find it.
因为在我们每个人的心里
Because in everyone's heart,
我们的深处有一个空间
There is a space in your heart.
那个空间只有神能够满足。
That space in your heart can only be filled by God.
不是地上的成功、名利或任何的东西，其他的东西可以满足的。
Not earthly success or fame. There's nothing that else that can fill that heart.
这就是为什么所有的人，无论他是在怎样的光景当中，没有遇见神，他里边没有满足。
That is why if any person never meets God, they will never be fully satisfied.
因为那个空间是为神而创造的。
Because that space was created for God.
而且，并且只有。神能够满足。
And only God can satisfy.
当我们接神到我们里边的时候
When you receive God into your heart,
我们才知道我们的人生真正的意义并且我们里边有真正的满足。
Then you will know the true meaning of your life as well as have true satisfaction.
这需要我们做一个决定。
This takes a choice.
就是圣经所说的悔改。
This is the repentance that the Bible talks about.
从前在一个福音聚会上
In the past, there was a gospel meeting.
有一个弟兄把这个悔改讲得非常详细。
A brother talked about repentance in a very detailed way.
但是呢，人们并不是能够完全明白。
But people could not fully understand it.
后来有一个老牧师上来说，说我来示范一下什么叫悔改。
And so an older minister came up and he said, let me give an illustration for what repentance is.
所以他就上到这讲台上面。
So he came up to the pulpit.
他就从这边走到那边，他说我要灭亡了，我要灭亡了，一直走一直说。
He was walking in a particular direction and he says, I'm to die, I am to die.
然后回头的时候，他说我要得永生了，我要得永生了。
But then he turned around and said, I am now having eternal life. I will now have life.
他说这就是悔改。
He said, this is repentance.
这是最深的悔改。
This is the deepest repentance.
所有其他的生活当中各样的悔改都必须源于这个。
All other repentance in life cannot be compared to this.
因为这是一个改变我们生命命运的悔改。
Because this will change your destiny in your life.
神在我们人生当中给我们机会
God now has given us an opportunity
让我们做一次选择要离开那条灭亡的道路
He wants us to make the choice to leave the path of death
让我们悔改走向这条通向永生的路
to repent and now turn around and walk the way of life.
并且与神永远与神同行。
So that you will forever walk with God.
我们实在是感谢主。
We truly thank our Lord.
人生的许多的机会转瞬即逝。
There are many, many choices in our human lives where you need to be in time.
所以我们那首诗歌告诉我们说要计时。
Therefore, the hymn tells us that we need to be in time.
要计时。
Be on time.
不要在罪中仍留恋。
Do not remain in your sin.
因为时日过去就已经一切都晚了。
Because once time ends, everything concludes.
并且你在地上的每一天都是宝贵的。
Because every single day you have on earth is precious.
得救使你能够明白神的心意，能够经历神的工作。
Be saved so that you can come to know God and enter into the work for God.
因此今天我们在这边传这个福音。
And today as we share this gospel here,
盼望我们中间所有的朋友们
we hope that every friend that is among us
能够做一个智慧的选择
may make a wise decision,
悔改
repent,
离开那条通向死亡的道路
leave the way of death,
回到这条通向永生的路上
come back to the way of life,
借着信心能够成为神的儿女
through faith, now be a child of God,
我们一起有些祷告
let us have some prayer.
在我们的祷告的之前，我想给朋友们一个机会。
Before we pray, I want to give friends an opportunity.
我们要邀请你今天接受主耶稣基督作为他的救主。
We want to invite you 作为你的救主。To receive the Lord Jesus to be your personal Savior.
如果你听见我们弟兄的见证。
If you have heard our brother's testimony.
你听见了神的呼召。
And you have heard God's call.
你心中愿意离开这条通向死亡的路，回到这条生命的路上。
In your heart, you want to leave the way of death, and now you want to be on the way of life.
主耶稣基督已经把这条路为你预备好了。
The Lord Jesus has already prepared this way for you.
你只需要做一个简单的表示。
You just need to make a simple proclamation.
所以我们这个呼召就是邀请你信主。
And in this call, we just ask you to believe.
你若心里边现在愿意相信，我们请你在座位上把手举一下。
In your heart, if you are willing to believe, we ask that you simply raise your hand.
主耶稣基督他看见你。
The Lord Jesus, He sees you.
在我们中间有没有这样的朋友
？Among us, are there any such friends?
我们在地上已经留恋了很久。
On earth, we've already waited for so long.
神在呼召你。
God is calling you.
他要。向你证明他永远不离开你。
He wants to prove to you that he will never leave you.
所以今天如果你心里边有这样的感动。
And so today, if you are moved in your heart.
你的感动就是说你心里边在跳。
The moving of your heart means that your heart is beating fast.
但是还有一个声音说让你不要。
And yet, there's another sound inside of you that says no.
那是魔鬼的声音。
That is the sound of the enemy, of Satan.
你要今天要出去这个声音。
Cast out that sound.
要跟随圣灵的引领。
Follow the leading of the Spirit.
所以我们中间有没有这样的朋友？如果有的话，我们请你在座位上举手。
Any such friends among us? If you are willing, please raise your hand.
我们的弟兄是被别人拉起来。
Our brother was pulled up by someone else.
今天在我们中间呢，我们盼望着不要这样。
We hope that that won't happen among us today.
我们盼望着圣灵现在在你里边向你的心说话。
We do pray that the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart right now.
如果你心里边有感动的话，我们请你举手有一个表示。
If your heart is moved, we ask that you simply raise your hand to show.
你是在弟兄姐妹们中间，所以不需要有什么惧怕。
You are among brothers and sisters, therefore you do not have to fear.
有没有这样的朋友
？Any such friend?
好，那我们有些祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly thank and praise you.
你是一位恩典慈爱的神。
You are a God of grace and mercy.
你在我们人生的路上给我们机会来相信你。
You give us opportunity in our life so that we can come to believe in you.
来离开那条通向死亡的路。
To leave the way of death.
能进入这条通向永生的路。
To come into the way of eternal life.
我们实在是把朋友们交在你恩典的手中。
We do truly place our friends into your hands.
愿你继续在他们心中工作。
Continue to do your work in their hearts.
得着他们。
Gain them.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.